Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
First John chapter 4, reading verses 9 and 10. In these was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Amen. Amen. The title of our message is The Manifested Love. It says that in this was manifested the love of God. That the love of God towards us was manifested. So it's not in only talk. God didn't speak of his love and left it that way. No, he manifested this love. He showed this love. And therefore, he says that herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And then expressed this love by sending his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The replacement for our sins. So his love is manifested, is real, is tangible, is what he's saying to us. That the love of God, you can handle him, you can see the love of God. And that is why he said that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in this manifested love of God would not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That God is not in imagination, and his love is not imagination. His love is manifested, the manifested love of God. That God has manifested his love unto us. And he says this manifested love is his Son, whom he sent to be the Savior of the whole world. That God did not leave us. He saved us through his Son. And that it is this Son of God that God has expressed unto us. And so that we can see that he is not talking of saving us and then we don't have the evidence of our salvation. That God manifested this Savior unto us. And now he says, not because we love God, that this is the love of God. That God demonstrated his love towards us. That is true. That's why Jesus himself said this in John chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. He said, no love is greater than this, Jesus says, that a man will lay down his life for his friends. That God demonstrated his love towards us by laying down his life for us, so that we can live through him. He didn't want us to be empty and destitute. Like someone had a friend and his friend is suffering. He said, God is not like that kind of fair weather friend. He is a genuine friend, Jesus says. That he gave us life. We were destitute and miserable. But he gave his life unto us, his own personal life, so that we may live through him. And so God manifested his love. And Jesus says, how did he manifest his love? He gave himself. He laid down his life for us. And that's why Jesus said that no love greater than this. No love greater than this, that God emptied himself completely for us so that we can have his life. And he says that in this, God demonstrated his love towards us. And that this love, we should not ignore this love of God. This manifested love of God. So John wrote in 1 John chapter 2, reading from verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. He said we should not love the worldly, the worldly man. He said he is passing away. That he that did the will of God abided forever. Who saved us? Jesus Christ. He did the will of God. And therefore, he said, this one that did what God said, that obeyed God, abide forever. And therefore, he said, no love greater than this. That this man laid down his life for us. That is the will of the Father. And so God expressed his love towards us through Christ. Now he said, this Christ abided forever. No love greater than this. And therefore, we should love him is what he's saying to us. That is reciprocal. That is, God loves us through Christ. We have to love God through Christ. Amen. There's no other way we can love God except through Christ and Christ alone. Who is Jesus Christ, his word. For God so loved the world, he gave his Christ to us, means for God so loved the world, he gave his word to us, so that we may live through his word. That God emptied everything for us. He didn't hide anything from us. He didn't withhold anything from us. He gave us himself. That's why he said in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word is God himself. And now he says that anyone who does not have love for this word of God, said the love of the Father is not in him. The love that God manifested is not in him. That God did not just talk of this love, he manifested it. He showed this love to us through his Son, which is Jesus Christ. And so he is calling every one of us to love him, to take to this express or manifested love of God. This love that God demonstrated, not because we love God. He said he loved us first. And then he gave us this love through his Son. Now it says the way to please God is to love his love. What he loved, you love what he loved, he said, then you are together. Like someone who loves football, then everybody who loves football, they love each other. God says he loved us so much, he gave us his love. In expression, he said, we also need to love him, that God is love himself. What love? The love of God, which is Christ. Now he says, it's only that way we can do the will of God. God is not asking anything from us. He wants us to love what he loves. He wants us to enjoy. That's why he said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I well please, hear you him. It means love him. And that is the whole duty of man. That is the whole law of God today. See what the scripture says in Romans chapter 13, in verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Fantastic. He said, love does not injure his neighbor, doesn't do evil to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. The only way we can fulfill the law of God, the word of God, he says, is to love him. That love cannot injure his neighbor. That means you cannot go against what you love. What you love, you will always protect. You will always defend that thing. Now he says that all the law of God is fulfilled in this, if we love him. Love who? Love the expressed love he showed to us. That God expressed this love to us, and then he showed this love to us. He says that the way to fulfill the law of God is to love his beloved. See Galatians chapter 5, reading verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, all the law of God is fulfilled in this one word, one statement, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He said we should love our neighbor as ourselves. That's the whole fulfillment of the law. Every law is anchored on that. That the way to fulfill the word of God is to love thy neighbor as yourself. God so loved us, he gave himself to us. He said we also ought to love this God and give ourselves to him. It's not difficult. That the whole law is anchored on this. The truth is anchored on this. Then someone will say, who is my neighbor? Let's hear what a man asked Jesus, and Jesus replied to this issue of neighbor in Luke chapter 10. Let's see who this neighbor is. Is he your next door neighbor? Let's find out in Luke chapter 10 from verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which noun of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Jesus took time to speak to him when the man asked, who is my neighbor? You see how long explanation Jesus gave? He gave 3 people, explained using 3 people to him. And 1 a priest, another 1 a Levite, and a Samaritan. that this man that fell into the hands of robbers or thief, the priest passed on the other side when he saw him. The Levite passed on the other side, who is a priest, a religious man, who is a Levite, a religious man. Then a Samaritan, not religious. When he saw him, he came and took care of him. He saved him. He said, who is your neighbor among these three? Who is the neighbor of this man that fell into a thief? He said, the one that saved his life. You see, he's saying to us, our neighbor is the Savior. The one that saved our soul, which is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That living God has come to us. He is now our neighbor. The Son of the living God. He said, for God so loved the world, he gave his Son to us. Is this Son missing? No, he's with us. Who is this Son of God? The Word of God. That he gave his Word to save us, to heal us and deliver us from our destructions. Where is that Word? In the Holy Bible. That he is our neighbor. He told Moses, he said, let them make me a tabernacle, a sanctuary, so that I may dwell among them. And he did. In the wilderness, he gave them the scriptures. He said that stone tablets that followed them 40 years in the wilderness was Christ, the Son of the living God. And this neighbor was in their midst. They will not love him. They hardened their heart against him. They will not receive him. All he wanted them to do was to love this their neighbor. To love this Son of the living God. That God gave birth to the Holy Scriptures. That every word in the Bible came by God himself. That is his Son, whom he gave birth to. Now he says that the only way we can express love to this invisible God is through his word. That he did not talk and left it in talking. No, he manifested his love towards us by giving us his love manifested in Christ. Now he says that if we love the worldly man, the love of the Father is not in us. But if we love this Christ, this one, that came from heaven, said no man has seen God at any time. The word that proceeded from him, his only begotten Son, declared him. He said, if we say we love God whom we have not seen and we don't love this neighbor, the Savior of our soul, he says we are deceived. And so that's why he said to him, who is my neighbor? He said, you have answered correctly. The Savior is your neighbor, the true neighbor. And that neighbor is with us today. He said, don't say who's going to go to heaven and bring Christ down from heaven. Who is going to go to the grave and bring him up again. He said, this Bible we are preaching is near you, even in your mouth. Don't we quote the scriptures? He said, that word, if you believe in your heart that he is Jesus Christ and confessing with your mouth, he said, you shall be saved. Say ye the eternal God, that we are not looking for his Son. He is with us. That's why he's called God with us. Forever. And so he said that we should deal with this God. We should love him is what he's saying. That the love of God is expressed through Christ. That when we love his Son, then we have loved the Father that gave us his Son. That expressed his love towards us. That God expressed his love through Christ. We also have to express our love towards God through Christ. And that Christ, he said, he is the Word that saved us. The Savior. See 1 John chapter 4, hear what the scripture said for that to us, concerning the manifested love. 1 John chapter 4, reading verses 14 to 16. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath towards us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. He says God is love. What love? The manifested love, that God is Word, is what he's saying to us. The manifested Word. and that anyone that believes in him is in him and he is in that one. Through what? Through the love. That if we confess that Jesus is the very Son of God, and he said God dwelleth in us and we in him, and that we know in verse 16 of 1 John 4 we read, and we have known and believed. The apostle says we have known him and believed. That it is knowing him and believing in him that this love of God is the manifested Son of God. He is the true Son of God. The one that he gave birth to. And then he says, anyone that does so, God is in him, he is in God. Because that's where God is. He so loved us, he gave us his Son. And then he said that no love greater than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friends. That God so loved us, he laid down his life for us. Where did he lay his life down? In his Son, in the Holy Scriptures. That's why he says, my flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. That except a man eat my flesh and drink my blood, he has no life in him, Jesus says. That he was talking of his words. That he was he speaking to us. They are spirit, they are living. And that it is manifested. It is God that manifested this love. And he says that we have known and believed. That anyone that believes that this scripture is that manifested love of God. He said, when he have nothing greater to promise Abraham, he promised him by himself. He gave him Christ. And so therefore the scripture was fulfilled. That Abraham believed the scriptures and it was counted to him for righteousness. That anyone that believes on him, that believes that this truth of God, this word of God is the very Son of God, has said to God that God is true. That he has believed the testimony God gave concerning his Son. See 1 John chapter 5, verse 1-3. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. He says all the word of God are the children of God. That God gave birth to all the scriptures. He said they are his children. Then the way we love the God and his children is to love his word. That's amazing. Is there anyone that say he loved God and he does not love what he gave birth to? He says he's a liar. That anyone who say he loved God whom he has not seen, must love whom he sees. The God whom we don't see gave birth to these scriptures, to this word. Holy men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. God came to Abraham. Who? The word. The word came to Jeremiah. The word of God came to Isaiah. The word of God came to Ezekiel. They did not see him. They only heard the voice of his word speaking expressly. And he said, right. And so it's every word we are looking at it in the Bible was given birth to by the Holy Spirit himself. He said, if we say we love the Holy Spirit, we should love his word. That's why he says, he that love me, let him keep my commandment. And so he's saying to us today that the manifested love of God is the word of God, the Son of God. And the way to know that we love God and his children is to love his word. And that it is not hard. It's not difficult to love God. That's what he said. All you need to do is just to love his children. Who are his children? Say, just love the scriptures.
Amen.
That the whole law of God is fulfilled in this. What human beings trying to struggle to do, he said, is fulfilled in this. Love Christ. That if you love him, as we sing, oh, how I love Jesus. How we love Jesus. Oh, how we love Jesus. Because he first loved us. He's saying this is manifested. God first loved us. And he expressed this love through the Holy Bible. He said, we don't need to be looking for how do we love this God. He said, love what he expressed to us. Stretch out your hand. Someone stretch his hand to shake you. He said, also shake him. Through who? Through the Bible. That we can shake God. And say, as many as receive him. To them he gives power to become children of God. He said, that's how we become children of God. That's how we express our love towards God. That is the proof that we love God. And he said, if we are in love with the worldly man, with the flesh and blood, he said, the love of the Father is not in us. That the love of the Father is in the Holy Bible, is expressed. Anyone that does not love the word of God, he said, he is deceived. That no love greater than this. That this expressed love of God. That God so loved us, he gave his word, he gave his life to us in the writing. He says, they are food indeed, they are drink indeed. That except a man eat this word of God and drink it, how? Eat it as the Son of God. Drink the scripture as the Son of God. And say, if you drink him, out of your belly will come forth the testimony of the Bible. Amen. You'll be speaking of Jesus expressly. That we can deceive God. You say we should not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man loved, as must he reap. That if we love ourselves, you say that self will finish us up. You say we'll reap corruption because he does not abide forever. But he that did the will of God, who did the will of God, Jesus Christ, that we didn't love God, it's God that loved us. Express this love. He says, if anyone does take to what God loves, he says he abides forever. And so it is to us that God says, while we are alive, we should express our love towards him. And that he is the savior of our soul. That God commanded this love towards us to be the savior or propitiation of our souls. And Jesus says that the Samaritan that saved the man who fell into the hands of the thief, the savior, is his neighbor. Don't you see your neighbor? Yes. We have a neighbor. Say, Jesus is that neighbor. That you should love your neighbor as yourself means love Jesus as yourself. Jesus says, if you love yourself, you cannot be my disciple. Except you love me. How did he say we should love him? See John chapter 14. John 14. And hear what the scripture says to us. What the Son of God says to us. And this is how to love him. John chapter 14 verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's straightforward. Jesus says, if you love me, keep his word. His commandment is the scriptures. John chapter 14, look at verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Verse 23 of the John 14. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. That's why he said, I stand at the door, I'm knocking. Who? The word of God. He said he was knocking 40 years in the wilderness. They didn't open to him in the old time when he brought them out of Egypt, the Israelites. He said, after such a long time, he shouted again through David. He said, today, if you hear the voice of the Holy Scriptures, don't harden your heart. He's that God that is speaking to us. He says, anyone that love him will keep his word, keep his saying. And he said, my Father, this Holy Spirit that gave birth to this Bible, he said, will love you because the love of the Father is in you. And then we'll come and make our abode or house in you forever. He said, this God will dwell in you forever. That's how it is fulfilled. That he comes to those that love him. That if we say we love God whom we don't see, he said the way to love him is to love his word. That once you love his word, where that word is, that's where the spirit comes. He said, I and my Father will come and make our abode in you. Where the body is, that's where the spirit is. Is your spirit not living inside your body? So also the Spirit of God dwells in the body of God. That body of God is Jesus Christ, the living scriptures. That abided forever. That's why he cannot be removed. He is the Son of the living God. He says that if we say we love God, we don't love this neighbor that is with us, we see every day. Say we are deceived. There's not another God coming. It is this God that is and was and is to come forever. It is this God. That's why I say, prepare to meet your God. That every one of us shall pass through the judgment seat of the Holy Scriptures, of the Bible. We can't deceive him. That we should love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. He said that's the first commandment. The second commandment is the same as the first. Someone said, where's my neighbor? He says, the neighbor is with us. That God didn't want us to be going to the moon or sun to be looking for God to love him. Then he became our neighbor through the Holy Bible, through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.